We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, the beauty of baseball is you can sit next to your neighbor and have a conversation, or you can just completely ignore them.
Baseball spoken here. It's time for the second game of our radio doubleheader.
That is a reviewable play, but the Yankees choose not to review it.
A swing and a drive to deep right, away back, off the pole, Francisco Lindor.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, a deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
It's 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth, and I just can't get my eyes off that man with the tall head.
It's quite a game, but man, that guy is ugly. You know that guy hasn't blinked this entire game? Just a dead-eyed idiot out on a Thursday afternoon.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
We're going to be awesome for you right now.
On 1080.
Hey, one for one. That's batting 1,000, dude.
That's baseball, baby.
Help us, please. Somebody help us.
The Fan.
Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowances for missing on them.
Hour two of the Hot Corner. If you are just tuning in. Patrick did not get kicked in the giblets.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
That's true.
No, I'm right here. Last thing I forgot to mention, he ran for governor in 2012 of the state of Massachusetts. Bill Lee did. And they asked him if he was similar, in Vermont. They asked him if he was similar to Bernie Sanders, because Bernie, a senator from Vermont. He said, no, I am not. They asked him, are you Bernie light? He said, no, I'm Bernie heavy. I'm so far left that I'm right.
He would fit well in Portland.
I know. I like that guy.
Breaking news,
Bill Lee coming on the show sometime soon.
Yeah, we're working on it. He's going to be our Troy Aikman, basically. All right. So there's a guy for the Boston Red Sox who's playing really good, and I don't really want to talk about it because he plays for the Boston Red Sox, and I don't like giving credit to Boston Red Sox players, but I think this is a little ridiculous. But J.D. Martinez is very, very close to winning the Triple Crown. For those of you that don't know baseball, don't know what the Triple Crown is, I will not scream internally and get mad, but a Triple Crown is when you lead the league in home runs, RBIs, and average. And the last time that happened was back in 2012 when Miggy Cabrera did it for the Tigers. So it'd be the first time. And when Miggy did it, it was the first time since 1967.
Karl Yastrzemski.
Yes, the nice. Yaz did it then.
Booyah!
So it's been since 1967. It only happened once, 2012, to Miguel Cabrera. And right now, J.D. Martinez, he has 39 home runs, which is only second to Chris Davis, the good Chris Davis with a K in his name.
Not the dude that struck out already twice in this Mariner game?
Twice?
I think so.
At least.
I think he popped up once.
Would have expected at least three by now. What are we, sixth inning? Yeah. So he's got 39 home runs, second to Chris Davis, 115 RBIs, which is first, and he's got a 9 RBI cushion over Chris Davis in the AL.
Where's Jose Ramirez in all this?
No. I'll get to him. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned him.
All right. Sorry. Don't mean to jump the gun.
And then he's got a 335 average, which is funny because he's tied with his own teammate Mookie Betts, which has kind of been the story throughout the years that him and Betts have been trading. Who? Mookie?
No.
Both of them are.
I'm just gonna go ahead and remind everybody that Patrick said that Juan Dulio was gonna be really bad.
Yeah,
and
he did.
If he wasn't, we made some sort of a beer or sandwich bet. And
it's totally a sandwich bet.
And Patrick, you have already lost.
Yeah, Mo's definitely lost that one.
I hate everyone.
We're so sure he was going to suck.
He does suck, dude. He's a DH. He doesn't do anything but swing a bat. If a DH can't get in the Hall of Fame, a DH can't win an MVP.
Yo, a DH will get in the Hall of Fame. It's David Ortiz.
It only took, and he's on steroids. Come on.
You think David Ortiz, because
why are you digging this hole for yourself? Why are you trying to avoid the fact that he's good?
I'm not digging a hole. I think he sucks. I think he's just a big lumbering idiot that is on a team just loaded with dudes everywhere. He's tied with .335 as a batting average in baseball with a dude that plays on his team. Weird. You've got 130 RBIs and a bunch of home runs. Not to mention, you're a right-handed hitter, and the Green Monster is right there. I am shocked, I tell you. Shocked.
Do you know that he fixed Jackie Bradley Jr. this year?
Do you know that Jackie Bradley Jr. still kind of sucks?
He walked up to him when he was hitting 180 and said, "Hey, I noticed something in your swing," and now he's hitting like 230.
I hate Juan Dulio.
I love how Mike, the Yankee fan right now, is going up to bat for the best player on the Boston Red Sox.
Stop.
Best hitter, at least.
Xander Bogaerts is the best player on the Red Sox.
No, Mookie Betts is the best player on
no,
the Red Sox.
No, Xander Bogaerts is.
Okay, currently best hitter.
He's only hitting like 270.
But he plays.
We all know that's good, right?
Stop it, Mike. I will murder you. I will jump through this window and strangle you with my microphone wire. Sorry, Joe. Continue.
No, you're fine. So my question is, why doesn't anybody care that he's about to hit the Triple Crown?
Because he's DH and no one cares.
Besides Patrick, I almost want to just ask Mike this question because we've definitely
fine. Microphone off.
So why does no one care that Juan Dulio is about to hit for the Triple Crown? Maybe, but
I don't know. It's weird. I feel like he'd be getting a lot more buzz at this point. And I remember with Miguel Cabrera in 2011, it was like the only thing talked about in baseball was
because he played third base.
Because it had been so long since Carl Yastrzemski had done it.
Very true.
Who played in the outfield?
Now, I don't know why. Maybe it's just because baseball nationally isn't getting the same hype that we saw it have like 6 years ago.
Or the
maybe.
Red Sox are loaded.
Damn you, Patrick. I thought you said your mic was off. What the hell, Mike?
I thought I turned it off.
Oh, I can.
I was going to say. Come on, Lynch. You got control of that.
You can literally
turn it all the way down. He has no control at this point.
Well, I just turned it off, so he can control it. But I could turn it down if he keeps butting in.
Oh, my God.
It's weird to me. I feel like we should be talking about this more, but I kind of feel like the Red Sox storyline of them being good was the hot topic for 2 months, and they've just continued to be the best team in baseball. So now we're just kind of like accepting that they're good and ignoring
them. We get
them.
It. They're good. Like, of course,
I think that's
he's
why
hitting
that
for the
line.
Yeah, of course, he's hitting for the Triple Crown. Whatever. You know, to be honest, would this be more of a story, say, if a like white dude like Bryce Harper was doing it, or say, like,
Juan Dulio is white?
Trout? Well, you know what I'm saying. Like,
he's not white, but.
He's not?
No.
He looks kind of white.
Last name is Martinez.
But basically, it's like,
so?
If, you know, America's hero, like, knight in white shining armor.
A Spanish last name.
If he
so?
If Bryce Harper or Mike Trout or anybody else is doing this, like a Chris Bryant like that.
No.
You want to know something?
Do you think America latches on to it a little bit?
Can I ask one question?
One second.
I have an honest question to ask. Okay, go, Mike.
I don't buy it because Miguel Cabrera had a lot of hype.
Right, but I still feel like that wasn't even that big of a deal to some people.
Who are the other people that you said, if any of these people were in this, give me those names again.
The first person I threw out there was Bryce Harper.
Okay. Yes, they're all fielders, Patrick. We get it.
Oh, so the one thing they have in common, we're just going to dismiss
Mike
the
Trout.
Fact that they play both sides of the baseball?
Who cares? The Triple Crown is an offensive thing. So who cares if he doesn't play the field? It's an offensive award.
Well, he's not tired. Like, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, and he plays in the field all day.
Don't give me that. Like, he's I'm so exhausted tired. For this at-bat. Like, no.
Yeah, because I just chased down 3 balls in the outfield because my team is garbage, and this guy with a blown UCL keeps giving up dingers that I got to go chase over a wall. Yeah, if Mike Trout was doing it, I'm giving it to him. Bryce Harper, at least he has nice hair. Juan Dulio is banging balls off the Green Monster.
Do you know how hard it is to sit in the dugout 3 straight innings until you hit? It's exhausting.
He's probably on steroids.
It's mentally exhausting.
Probably.
I'm mentally exhausted.
So I don't know. I feel like it's not getting talked about like at all. And Mike, you could be right as far as it being just kind of like overwhelming. Like, Boston's really good. Mookie Betts is really good. He's leading the league in average. JT Martinez might hit for the Triple Crown. It's
okay.
Like, my God.
I'll be serious for a minute.
Please.
I think a big reason why JT Martinez is not getting the love that he probably deserves for this season, whether it's MVP consideration or Triple Crown, it's because of how long it took him to sign in the offseason. I think that was a big thing. We talked about it a long time. We were like, why does nobody want JD Martinez? And everybody was like, because he wants too much money, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't, he's shown us what, half a season that he could be a superstar talent. So I think he came into the season not very hyped, and that now that we're here and he's kind of in a market that is outshined by a couple other players. I mean, they still have Chris Sale, David Price, Mookie Betts, Pedroia still on the team, even though he can't, you know, lace his own shoes up. I think he gets lost in the shuffle in Boston. I think that's the biggest reason. If I'm being honest and fair and not just bashing on a tall dude that's a righty in Fenway.
I think that's fair, and I'm probably racist now.
And takes half innings off.
Yeah. Well, like I said, don't bag on the DH too much, because once Ortiz gets in, then Edgar will get in.
Edgar's got one more year. You were going to mention Ramirez, I still haven't heard anything about Jose Ramirez.
Oh, yeah. So the article, and I felt like this was kind of...
at least make me feel better.
I felt like this was... It's cool that Jose Ramirez is about to do this and could possibly do this, but I feel like the person who wrote this article kind of took a dump on the Triple Crown by doing it. Some dude for CBS said, J.D. Martinez has a shot at baseball's Triple Crown, but Jose Ramirez could be doing something that is much more rare. So it's like, all right, that's cool. And basically,
Triple Crown and playing four positions?
No, it's leading the league in home runs and steals in the same season.
Whoa.
And that hasn't been done since, let's see here, a long time. I think it, like 1912 was the last time it happened. 1920, Hall of Famer Chuck Klein did it. 32 home runs and 20 steals for the 32 Phillies.
32 home runs and 20 steals.
Right.
Leading the league with 20 steals.
Just a real good crop of players.
Ricky thinks Ricky is better than that.
So this guy, he wrote an article and he's like, yeah, the Triple Crown's cool and all, but guess what? This hasn't happened since like the 20s. You should probably pay attention to this instead. And it's like, all right, yes, that is cool. Props to Jose Ramirez, but the way he's wording it is like, yeah, Triple Crown is cool and all, but hey, have you checked this out?
Well, I don't mean to open a can of worms, but this is why things like MVP and stuff like that, people need to really start looking sometimes at baseball, that stats aren't everything.
Well, and if
I know stats in baseball are everything, and I've been a big proponent of that. But if you're looking at a guy that has the second most home runs or third most home runs and the second best batting average, but he's got the most steals and he plays four positions, maybe Jose Ramirez should win MVP, just like Jacob DeGrom.
And maybe he will.
Maybe Jacob DeGrom doesn't have the best ERA. Maybe he doesn't have the best whip because some other dude has something, you know, like 0.6 points, you know, 0.06 below him. But I'll tell you what, the man's got 25 straight quality starts, and he's 7-9.
So, and if we're going to talk MVP, J.D. Martinez, just real quickly, he made a very peculiar post on his Instagram page.
I'm supposed to go look at this.
So he posted a picture of Hitler, and there's a quote on it, and it says, "To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens." Adolf Hitler, 1933. And Juan Dulio said, "That's why I always stay strapped. Hashtag the truth." So using a picture of, you know, Hitler, and then he said, you know, like, hey, I'm Cuban, Fidel Castro. He ran our country for a while, and he was terrible, too. And I don't support that. And I thought it was weird because he was catching some flack for it. But honestly, the tweet that I saw about it is people from Surviving Grady. He works for NESN in Boston. He said people upset about J.D. Martinez's Instagram post are forgetting that time that Yastrzemski said he enjoyed the Star Wars prequels. I thought you would appreciate that.
Yeah, but Yaz, you know, he played in the outfield. Episode 3 was pretty good.
So, I thought you'd appreciate that tweet.
So Juan Dulio, despite all my hatred for him, is now a Hitler posting gun toting redneck.
Well, no, I think the message is,
don't be Hitler. I get it. But Mike, I am not posting pictures of Hitler. You see what I mean?
Well, I hope so.
I agree. You shouldn't post a picture of Hitler, but at least he's not saying
like, yeah, go Hitler. He's just saying like, and that's why I don't trust the government. I stay strapped. So
I think it was a current state of the political spectrum of the country.
Well, you might want to follow it up with like, Hitler was a terrible human being. And his statement in this picture that I stupidly posted is a reason why I will always stay strapped.
Yeah. And someone texted into the Better You Today text line saying that quote is proven fake, which I'm not surprised. So now J.D. Martinez.
Which one?
I'm guessing the Hitler one. Yeah. So that makes J.D. Martinez kind of look even more stupid. So. But I think we've all fell for that. So
It's literally a picture of Hitler.
It won't affect MVP chances. I'm kidding.
Why not? It's affected Curt Schilling from getting in the Hall of Fame.
Like I said, Yaz liked the prequels. All right, moving on. We're going to go. We're going to some of these younger guys in the league. September call-ups happened. Byron Buxton is kind of getting screwed by the Minnesota Twins, as is Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
We talk September call-ups and young players getting strapped for years by their team. Coming up next on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
And Sean, 1080 The Fan.
A little programming note tonight, and I've said it enough to a few people and on the old Twitter. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 13 premiere tonight. It's been
You can put it on the board!
You can, 10 o'clock, FXX.
Who did that?
That's, that was Mike. That wasn't me.
Michael, we're feuding.
Yes.
So I just wanted to pass on that programming note because It's Always Sunny. I was telling Mike in the break that watching It's Always Sunny and Rick and Morty over the last year, I've been doing the best decisions I've made in my life.
Over under. How many over? Which show do you think I have seen more of? Rick and Morty or Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It's definitely not an over or under, but.
Well, whatever. Same thing. difference.
What have you seen less of?
Yeah. What have I seen the most of?
The most? I'm going to say It's Always Sunny because there's like 12 seasons as opposed to three.
I'm going
to
say that's Rick bad and logic. Morty. I'm going to say Rick and Morty because it's more popular.
Okay.
You think more Sunny because of more seasons?
Yeah, there's like 70, 80 more episodes.
I think I have seen three episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia because I have seen the one where they're waiting for like Eagles tryouts and Danny DeVito gets stuck in the porta potty eating like mushrooms or something. Right? Is that an episode?
That is an episode, yeah.
Okay, I've seen that one. And I think I've seen some other ones mostly involving the weird chick with the unibrow. Who's actually like smoking hot in real life.
Oh, that might be that's the McPoyles. The McPoyle sister.
Yeah, I've seen one of them. And yeah, I think that's it.
The McPoyles are great.
To where I have seen zero episodes of Rick and Morty.
Wow.
3-0. I win.
I still have no idea what either show is about. And I'm going to go with they're about nothing.
Correct.
Okay.
Basically,
they are about nothing.
And that's what makes it so simple and so funny.
I'm in the middle of Disenchanted right now.
Disenchantment.
Is that what it's called?
The new Matt Groening show.
Heck yeah.
On Netflix.
Heck yeah. Billy West.
Yeah, I won't watch that.
John DiMaggio.
You won't watch that?
No, I will not.
Why not?
Why
would I?
It's like Futurama.
Which is great.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I'm good.
Well, the Futurama's new show, I'm still warming up to it, but it's good.
My guess is Matt Groening half-assed that thing because Netflix was willing to give them like give him as much money as he wanted. So my guess is it's probably not nearly as good as those.
Maybe
other
they
two.
Gave him money because he deserves it. Okay. It's not like Juan Dulio.
Speaking of giving money, more importantly, baseball players getting money. They don't get enough of it, Patrick, right?
Definitely not with the guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, totally not. Okay, but the real issue is that really, really good young players aren't getting their contracts as soon as they would like, and that's because of
correct. They get hosed hard.
Yeah, that's because of the service time rules, which is just sexy radio service time talk. But Byron Buxton for the Minnesota Twins, he's a very good outfielder, garbage hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Fast. Yeah, really, really fast. Yeah. He has bounced around minors and majors the last like 3-4 seasons because of being, you know, really good. They want to bring him up, injuries, so forth, you know, like back and forth. This season it's been a lot of back and forth because of injuries between playing, not playing. And he's been on the active roster, but they put him down to AAA recently to get him back from some injuries. And the thing is they are now shutting him down for the rest of the season because he has only played a certain amount of days with the Minnesota Twins that he hasn't fulfilled a full service year of his MLB contract. And so they're shutting him down for the year. And because of that, he's not going to play the next however many weeks. And that's going to put him below that service line. And basically what that does is if after five years of service years in the MLB, you are then up as a free agent, you can get your new contract. This is where a lot of dudes get paid. And so because of this, Byron Buxton, that he doesn't get another service year. What's even worse about that, because this has happened. I mean, it's happened to a lot of different guys. Chris Bryant, it happened to. But with Buxton, the thing is the Minnesota Twins GM, Thad Levine, he kind of should have stuck his foot in his mouth after saying this, because he said we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we weren't at least aware of service time impacts on decisions we make, which is a little eye-opening, because a lot of managers, GMs, they play it off as whatever reason, injury, defense, lineups, you know, we want to bring them along. This is why you don't see Vlad Guerrero Jr. right now this time of year, is because of service time. They want to hold on to him in the minors and make sure they have him as long as possible in the majors. Mm-hmm. He probably won't come up until late April next year.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure he doesn't fulfill a service year.
Right.
Because then they can have him for another 5 years. The thing is, though, is that with the Byron Buxton situation, who is Gold Glover, is the GM basically saying, like, well, yeah, we're looking at service time and we're trying to make sure that dudes do stick around and we don't have to pay him down the road. So I don't know. I saw that. And then with the Vlad Guerrero Jr., he has been killing it.
Torching it.
Like, it's stupid. You need to go, anybody listening, they need to go watch Vlad Guerrero Jr. in AAA highlights, because he is mashing. And the Blue Jays, who aren't selling tickets, no one's watching them because they're hot garbage, and a league that's kind of having some problems with ratings, maybe people watching, you might want to incite some excitement to a garbage Blue Jays team. Why don't you call up Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the September call-ups, sell some tickets, get people watching on the local Toronto network, whatever their TV affiliation is. But Vlad Guerrero Jr. among a
TSN.
TSN, thank you.
Ooh, shout out.
Yeah, there you go, Mike.
Can you get TSN in America?
Probably, illegally.
I'm guessing so.
But you can't pay someone to get TSN?
Maybe if you're in Buffalo or Detroit, close to Canada.
Basically, what I'm getting at, and someone wrote an article, I believe it was on like SB Nation or something like that, but they say that MLBPA needs to stand up for Byron Buxton. And quite honestly, I agree with him, because this dude, I feel like, has been in the majors for the last like three seasons, and he's only fulfilled, I think, 1 year of service time for the Minnesota Twins. So they're going to have him until like 2023.
Well, I think what's tough about this is it's it borderlines on indentured servant to an extent.
Right.
Like, we're manipulating this so we can keep you as long as we can.
Exactly.
But at the same time, that's how baseball is built. I mean, baseball is built through your farm system. You mentioned Chris Bryant. I think Chris Bryant is a great example. He came up basically at the beginning of the season for the Cubs. He played like 2 weeks, and everybody was like, holy crap, this guy's going to be amazing. And then they sent him back to the minors for like a month and a half, because as long as he didn't make it till like April 20th or something like that, then he didn't, they kept him for an extra year.
Exactly, yeah, and you don't have to pay him.
Right, right. But at the same time, Chris Bryant is now a face of baseball.
Very true. Like,
he is going to get paid.
Yes.
Even though he hasn't. So it's tough, because it's like the teams are in a rough spot, because any guy can walk anywhere. And especially if you're, you know, a Manny Machado, or, you know, a Chris Bryant, or a Bryce Harper, you know, someone can throw the absolute world at you and you can't. It's like, I think the rules are in place to help teams like the Cleveland Indians. Because if we didn't have this rule, the Indians would not have Frankie Lindor or Jose Ramirez or Michael Brantley or, you know, Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco. You know, the team would be decimated. Right. So I think it's built in place to help keep these small market teams that have done well and drafted and done their due diligence. And yeah, it sucks for the player. It 100% sucks for the player. And I guess this sounds insensitive, but when your time comes to come to the bigs, bring it. Because when you bring it, you'll get paid.
Well, Patrick, you have opened my eyes.
Well, and the last time I checked, that Byron Buxton is not bringing it.
Not at the dish, he's not.
You know,
no.
He was a highly touted prospect. He came
number
in.
Number one overall.
I thought he was going to be amazing. He showed up. We saw flashes of brilliance. And to be honest, he's not that great.
I guess I'm not so much, you know, the whole stand up and fight for Byron Buxton. It's more so
the idea of Byron Buxton.
That kind of, I read that.
He's not the only guy in this situation.
Not at all. So I want to keep an eye on that and see how it all plays out. Maybe just nothing ever happens and it's status quo and that's just how baseball is. But I feel like with the GM of the Twins kind of saying that out loud, saying like, oh, yeah, we're thinking about service time, one of the foot-in-the-mouth moments for them. We'll see what happens down the road with these September call-ups. I know this. I'm ready to see Vlad Guerrero Jr. So next up, though, coming up, I get to meet my creation myself. Because it's fair or foul. Coming up on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan. But first, Mike Lynch with a SportsCenter update.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I've been looking forward to this all night. My creation, fair or foul.
Fourth.
Fourth, baby.
Fourth, 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 fourth.
Fourth. Fourth. Fair or foul, and I toss it to Mike Lynch for fair or foul. Dude, I'm stoked for this.
All trivia-based today. No opinions. I don't need your opinions. I don't need you opining on things. I want to know your brains. I want to know your fact brains, your stat brains.
Bill Spaceman Lee, top five pitcher ever. Fact.
I say I'm super excited
Bears
for this.
Beats Battlestar Galactica.
But now that you say that it's all fact-based, like statistical-based, I am very scared as far as what the results will be. So
I'm going to focus solely on the weirdest league in the MLB this year, which is the National League West. The National League.
Okay.
Just the National League in general.
Yes. Gotcha. This is all National League stat-based trivia questions.
Mike set me up. He knows I'm an American League guy.
Let me close the standings. Let me close everything here. Don't want to cheat.
So do you know who is leading the National League in batting average at the moment? This is not the trivia question. I'm just asking.
Okay. No, I don't.
Give me a minute. Let me think.
Nolan Arenado?
Nope.
No, it's not Arenado.
It's going to be someone really weird.
Yep.
It is Rhys Hoskins.
No.
Well, that was a shot. That was a decent shot.
It is Scooter Gennett, who is
hitting three. Dang it, right team, man.
He is hitting 320.
I'm on the right team, dude.
No, you're not. Rhys Hoskins is on the Phillies.
They're the same thing.
Same division?
Them and the Reds. They're the same colors. So, they both suck, but are kind of good, but not really.
Here is my trivia question. What division is Scooter Gennett in?
The National League Central.
The question is, are the top five hitters in batting average in the National League all from the National League Central?
Oof.
The Central is the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Pirates, and the Reds, yes?
Correct.
Okay. Just trying to think about all those teams. Javi Baez for the Cubs, I think, is batting very, very good. So I will.
No. I just traded him. He's only
10th.
Yeah, he's only batting like 300 and like 297. So he's kind of good.
Batting really good.
297.
So he's almost a good hitter. Right? He's almost a good hitter.
He's a good hitter. We're not going down this road. God, I'm going to say foul because I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my head in that division that might be. Gosh, all top five in the division.
That is the question.
Foul.
Scooter Gennett. So Scooter.
He's like, I'm trying to think about on the Pirates if someone's batting good.
No, see, that's the thing. It's like I think of the National League East, and I think of like guys like Ozzie Albies and Freddie Freeman, and maybe a Trey Turner or an Anthony Rendon.
Right.
I'm looking out west, and I know Goldie had a slow start. I know he can't be that hot right now.
He is up to 12th at 295. Yes. Talk about an impressive comeback.
See what I mean? That's a huge comeback for him, but he was so down so early. I think I have to say fair because although I don't know who else it is, that's what's scary is my thought is like, if it's not in the Central, who is it? And it's not the big boys outside of the Central.
Yeah, I'm saying foul. I feel like there's.
I'm gonna say fair for Devil's Advocate.
All right, I'm gonna go up from 10 to 1, and you will find out as I go. You ready?
10 is Javi Baez.
10 is Javi Baez at 297. 9 is Trevor Story at 297. 8 is Nolan Arenado at 298. 7 is Nick Markakis at 304. 6 is Freddie Freeman at 307. 5. Jose Martinez and the Cardinals, 309.
Central.
4. Lorenzo Cain, 309.
Central.
3. Ben Zobrist, 311.
Central.
2. Christian Yelich, 316.
I knew Central. Yelich was on that.
1. Scooter Gennett.
Yelich has been killing it right now. Should have just stuck with it.
A red, a cub, and a cardinal. How about that? That's interesting.
Well represented. Well represented. And I'm 0 for 1.
Nice stat, Mike.
Number two.
Kind of turned on right now.
Number two. There are only two players who have 100 RBIs in the National League. One of them is on a last place team. Which player is that?
Trying to think of the last place teams. Now you got the Padres. I'm guessing the Pirates. No, the Reds.
Reds.
So Padres, Reds, and Mets.
Marlins.
Marlins, right. And it's,
Marlins.
And what was the question again? I'm sorry.
There are two players in the National League with 100 plus RBIs.
Right.
One of them is on a last place team in the National League. Which player is it?
I'm going to go with it is Brian Anderson on the Miami Marlins.
Is that a real person?
That is a real person.
It is a real person, although I don't see him in the top 15.
Dang it.
Leading in RBI's last place team.
I mean, I got another guess. I mean, I suppose it's the only logical guess.
Brian Anderson is 41st with 58.
Yeah, but what's he batting?
What? He's batting 271.
Oh, well.
RBIs. I'm
going to go. The other, by the way, is Javi Baez at 100 flat.
I'm going to go Joey Votto just because he has the same first name as me. And
it's not a bad guess.
He's pretty solid. I don't think he's been raking him in. I mean, the Reds kind of suck.
If so. I have a second guess, it's Eric Hosmer.
All right. Yeah, Votto.
Answer is Eugenio Suarez on the Reds. Right team, wrong player. Eugenio Suarez hitting 291 with 31 homers and 100 RBIs.
How are the Reds that bad?
Well, here's my next question.
Pitching.
It is related to those Reds and Joey Votto.
Oh.
Joey Votto currently
is a Hall of Famer, yes.
Hitting 283 this year.
On the DL currently, right?
No, he's back. No,
just came off, okay.
Is this the first year in his career that he's going to hit, assuming this stays the same, under 300?
First of his career?
Is this the first year in his career that he's going to hit under 300?
I want to say fair because I think he is that good, but I'm going to say foul and just give him that rookie season or like second season where, you know, he was just in the majors trying to get things going. That's insane.
Oh, let me amend this as well. Full season.
Full season.
Because he had one injured year where he did hit below 300, but he played 60 games.
I figured full season.
I'm going to go foul just to say that, yeah, he had a rookie season or something like that early in his career. But no, Joey Votto wouldn't be surprised me if, yeah, he's hit 300 every season. He's that good. So I'm going foul.
The only way I can back my Joey Votto for Hall of Fame is to say fair. I don't love it, but I'm going to say it.
The only thing.
Yeah. Because if you bat every season except for one that you got hurt over 300, yeah, man, you're in the Hall of Fame.
The answer is foul.
Oof.
His first full season, which was his second year, 2008, he hit 297.
Wow. That's still insane. That's good.
Mike, you are a savage SOB.
His other numbers, averages, 322, 324, 309, 337, 305, injury year, 255, 314, 326, 320, and now 283.
God. Please, someone get Joey Votto on a better team.
He's too old now.
Jesus.
They were some good Reds teams when he was in his prime. When they had Johnny Cueto and the
like
shimmy.
One?
No, there were a couple years. They battled it out with the Cardinals. You know, there were some, and Pirates. Remember all three of those teams when the Cardinals were going to the World Series and the Pirates couldn't get out of the wild card first round?
No.
Man, Joey Votto.
All right.
He's a dude.
I got a bonus
more,
question?
I got one more trivia question for all you. Right. Go into the stolen base category.
Oh, God.
So
bad at National League.
I think generally people would assume Billy Hamilton with his speed would be at the top of this list. He is not. He is third with 29 stolen bases. Who are the players in the second and first spots?
You know, Mike, I will have to critique your fair or foul because you're not giving us fair or foul questions. You're just having us try to guess players, and it's not working out well for me.
Yeah, but
so
I like
the producer.
This.
Just because you're not doing well doesn't mean you can critique me on this one.
Patrick, you want to go first? Stolen bases, who's leading in the National League?
Technically my first two of my first three were fair or foul questions. I didn't ask them as fair or foul, but they were.
I'm trying to think of leadoff hitters. Billy Hamilton is third.
Yes.
Trey Turner hasn't played the whole season.
Yes, he has.
Has he?
Give me Ozzie Albies.
That's a good guess right there. I'll say Trey Turner because now I feel like an idiot. So let's say Trey Turner.
Well, it's one guess. You have two guesses.
Well, Trey Turner and Ozzie Albies.
Oh, okay,
we're
you're
guessing
sharing
together.
The guess now?
Yes. Whoa, I'm not sharing his guess.
You should.
Oh, okay. Then I pass on Ozzie Albies.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll go Ozzie Albies and Trey Turner.
Let's go.
All right. Well, Trey Turner is first.
Hell yeah.
And number two is what? The kid that's now in New York, Hrishetia from, what's his name, from Miami?
What?
I don't know, dude.
No, it's actually a pretty big name. Guy who is a star who has been popped for juicing.
Doing a little.
D. Gordon's in the American League.
Key word, a star.
In the National
star.
League.
Star.
Starling Marte.
Mike, damn you.
Trey Turner, by the way, 571 at bats this year, so definitely played the whole
year.
You
know what's funny? You were like, he's a star, and I was like, Starling Castro is not a star, nor has he been popped for steroids. That's where my head went, because if you're on steroids, I don't care.
Trey Turner first, 35. Starling Marte second, 30. Hamilton is 29. Lorenzo Cain, 26. There is a Brave. It's not Ozzie Albies. It's
Dansby Swanson.
Ender Inciarte.
Oh, Inciarte.
25.
Hey, I'm proud of myself. I kind of held my own besides the stupid comment saying, oh, Trey hasn't played at all this year. not that much. But hey, as soon as I learned that he has played the full season, I'm like, boom, book it, Dano. All right, that was fair or foul. That was fun. I got at least two. That's a lot better than I thought it was going to happen. So we're going to wrap it up next. As Patrick always says, we'll make it up in the last segment. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
So I would like to say, sales, if you want to start, maybe filling up our commercial breaks here.
Dialing it up.
Yeah, man. Maybe if they listen to the night show, they're like, damn, that Joe Fisher guy's pretty good. We should start getting some sponsors and some ads for that Hot Corner show.
Joe, you've been with us for about 3 years now. This has been a super fun show. One thing I got to teach you, ain't nobody listening.
Well, like I said,
nobody knows.
I have at least my mother probably listening and a couple family members.
Hi, Mama Fisher III. Is her last name Fisher III?
No, that's not how it works.
Exactly. No? Is her last name Fisher II?
Nope, doesn't work that way
either.
Doesn't
work that way either.
No.
All right. One of these days, I'm going to figure this thing out. I'm really confused.
Yeah, I was a little discouraged to start because I think we went a solid like 20, 25 minutes on the text line without a single text message. So,
Get used to that. Did anyone talk trash to you tonight?
I think someone said that we want, can you guys just talk beer? So.
Oh, I think I saw one. Somebody was like, the infield shift. You do the infield shift in a certain moment for a couple segments, but you don't do it for the whole game. And I saw that and I was like, that was actually like the nicest way to tell someone they suck. Because usually when I get a text on the text line, that's like, yo, Lynch is awesome. Who the hell is this chain smoking douchebag Denny's server? You know,
someone on the Better You Today text line is wondering if you have herpes too.
Yeah. What is that? I'm not even hosting.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you tune it out. You thank people that that listen to the show as often as they do, and those of you that enjoy the little ditty that we do here, whether you're working late at night, shout out to RJ. Keep grinding, brother. We got your back.
Keep on keeping on.
You know, or if you're somebody that wants to ask if I got herpes, you know, you get used to it. You get over it quickly.
Who doesn't like a good rubby action?
See, proof.
I don't think you get it that way.
It's hard to get down the throat.
All I know is we need to change the mic covers.
That's not helping my cause.
But it's funny you mentioned that text, because I'm pretty sure that...
Put my mouth under the nozzle and just pull.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of audio clips that would back that statement
That's
up on the text line.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
What is this?
That's the great production work of one Joe
clench
Fisher.
Clench your fist real tight and make sure it's popping out, and you just bam!
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Put it on the ball!
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know how many times you played the A-bomb from A-Rod and I can't control it?
I haven't played the A-bomb from A-Rod in like a year.
Don't you do it, Joe. Moving the mouse away from that.
Damn it, I grabbed for the wrong mouse at first. We have
just be glad, Mike, that I can't remember what words I can and can't say on the air. Otherwise, I'd be barraging you with terrible names.
And we can't do the touchscreen anymore.
And I almost dropped the F-bomb last week, so I have to be on my best
behavior.
That's
true. You almost did.
That was close.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
Well done.
You guys make my job so much fun making drops. Thank you for that. But it's
almost never intentional, too.
Yeah, it's usually how it goes.
Although this one was.
And he would lift it, and the tip would always touch, and it would make things go off.
This also makes me happy that I'm not sitting on this chair or in one of these chairs all the time, because all these drops would then be me if I were the host. So saying the innuendos and whatnot.
I just smile and nod. Yeah.
So what I mentioned earlier in the show, that person caught and thought that I was going to talk about infield shifts for a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't actually going to talk about infield shifts. I referenced that we were doing an infield shift for our show today, and that sprung the question to me pre-show. If we were to consider our spots in the control production room, what position would we be? I think the two chair, which is where you sit, where Sook and Cam, I would consider you guys second base because you don't do a whole lot. And you just kind of wait for the ball to come to you. And then
I'm going to go ahead and amend that to right field.
There you go. That's another good choice. But I also say second base is because the one chair is the shortstop. It has all the balls flying at you, balls coming in every direction. You got to play on your toes. You got to be ready. And then when a double play comes, shortstop's handling it, and then he's just got to toss it to the second baseman. Second baseman catches it, takes it off, and then boom, throws it to the first baseman, who is the producer. Because all he has to do is get it out.
I wasn't considering this question in terms of like an actual ground ball. I was thinking the host chair is kind of like the catcher because he's involved in everything.
All right, two outs.
Every single play he's involved in, he's got to be the one directing the pitcher, and he's doing all that kind of stuff.
All right.
If I'm going to go with the Joe, the two chair doesn't do anything, then that's right field. Because if you've seen that message before of like the picture before online of Little League and where they put the kids, least athletic is always right field.
I know what you're referencing. Yeah. Like star athlete, shortstop.
Producer, I don't know. Maybe like the bench coach or something.
Well, I was sticking with the infield shift kind of thing, and that's why it gave us all infield positions. So, yeah, shortstop, the one, second base, the two, and then first base is the producer. So,
you guys ready for this?
Really lively.
You're going to blow our minds?
I'm going to blow your minds.
Okay.
Please do.
And I'm going to use, for example, the greatest team ever assembled to not win a World Series.
Not the 1997.
That would be the 1997 Cleveland Indians. When you sit in the one chair, you are the shortstop, Omar Vizquel.
I'll take it.
For you either bat first or second, and your job is to get on base. But you rule the infield. You are the sexy position. You are the spot that everybody wants because your name is first, and you're the guy that talks first, and blah, 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 blah. But your job is to get on base. Okay? Producer, Sandy Alomar Jr. That's the catcher. That's the guy with their hands on every single thing that's going on.
Okay.
You're looking at commercials, promos, vocals. You're looking at the time in which we got to get out on time and all that kind of jazz. You are running the game at catcher. The two chair is Manny Ramirez. Your job is to just kick it there until somebody throws you a meat pitch and you just blast that sucker over the wall and you score the guy that just got on. See what I mean? Shortstop in the one, home run hitting outfielder in the two, catcher in the producer chair.
I like that one.
Easy.
I spent way
That's
too
a winner
much.
For me.
Right now, I'm Aaron Judge.
I spent way
Mike
too much time
Mike is not
thinking
Gary
about this.
Sanchez. He's Austin Romine because he actually can call a game.
And block some pitches.
And you can be D.D. Gregorius.
Or currently a Danny Echevarria.
I'll take D.D. Yeah, I think I'll take D.D.
Or Manny Machado next year, whichever one you like.
He's dead to me.
Was that who you were trying to say, Echevarria?
Yeah.
Enrique Barrera or whatever you said?
I think I was like, Hecherasana Tavia.
Well, guys, like I said, thank you for throwing me a bone.
Ow!
I always appreciate it. It's good practice.
Lynch is the catcher.
That's the Fernando. Are you for real right now?
No.
Don't play with us, Mike.
Damn it, Mike.
God. Anyways, for Joe Fisher, for Patrick Harris, and Mike Lynch, thank you for tuning in to this special edition Joe Fisher hosted version of the Hot Corner. Everybody, have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.